Lessons from the Lev Parshas Shlach. Today's shiur, live but alone, not with my students, but for good reason here in America, celebrating the wonderful Simcha of my close friends Meredith and Kenny Yeager's wedding of their son Morty Yeager to Tzvi Feinstein. Should be zeicher to build a bais nema b'Yisrael and continue nachas for the whole family. I dedicate the shiur l'zeicher nishmas my dear grandmother, Vega Bas Rav Kolomas Kalman, who was the foundation of the Hartstein family, matriarch, and one who taught us so very much. Last week we dedicated for my other grandmother, Chana Lifshitz Beryl Dov. Yurtzeits are a week apart. My grandmother Florence Hartstein's yurtzeit just a few days away. I always thought that Parsha Shlach should be Israel aware in the Shabbos. And every shul should speak about the holiness, the sanctity of this land, especially in a time where so many still, despite many restrictions being lifted, the gates are not fully open in Eretz Yisrael. It's been almost 2 years. Who would have thought that this is possible? And I think that there's a grand message about Eretz Yisrael, about Medinas Yisrael, especially in light of what we've seen over the last literally few days, 72 hours, how they could put on the front page of the biased New York Times pictures of those that died. Certainly should not have in Gaza, how difficult, but at the hands of Hamas, not at the hands of Israelis, accusing them, the UN, war crimes. And you look at this, you say, this doesn't make any sense. What about the Syrians? They killed thousands of their own people. What about in African countries? What they've nothing. How do we respond to this? So I think if we look at the parsha of Tzitzis, we gain a lot. And we know the Mefarshim tell us there's a direct correlation between the two. There's a direct correlation between Latur Sa'aretz and L'Sasur Echei Levavchem. We have to be very careful with our eyes. Sometimes we shouldn't be looking at something, and sometimes if we're looking at something, we shouldn't be looking at it with the eyes that should not be looking at it that way. The mitzvah of tzitzis carries a majestic message, a tremendous message. Because, as the Torah tells us this week, there's a psil tchelis. There's this thread, this beautiful blue thread. Many have reinstituted the mitzvah of tchelis on their tzitzis. But says Rabbi Stephen Przanski, actually learned in this in his new sefer, in his former shul, in B'nai Shuren, and saw this gorgeous idea that he brings down. If Tchelis is so important, as the Gemara Menachos, Gemara and Sota tells us, Dom Eliyam, Dom Elarakia, Dom Lekisi HaKovod, when push comes to shove, Tchelis is supposed to remind us of the Kisi HaKovod, then why isn't the entire tzitzis made out of, as Korach asked, Tchelis? So what's going on over here? Rav Yaakov Ariel and his wonderful, amazing sefer, the chief rabbi, former chief rabbi of Ramat Gan, Ba'olo Torah, says Tchelis is only significant with the presence of white. The primary purpose of tzitzis is white, and tchelis is only the contrast to that. Because white, says Rav Ariel, is the world. And life becomes oppressive and meaningless without tchelis. We need to bring images into our lives of the divine throne, of the glory of this world, or the world of white would be empty, colorless. The Netziv expounds upon this through the topology of Jewish life. The Netziv coins the idea, the man of spirit and the man of action, similar to Rav Soloveitchik's essay, Adam 1 and Adam 2. The man of spirit is inclined to material matters of Torah, of spirit, non-material matters. Where material man, again, the man of action, the man of spirit is inclined to matters of Torah, the life of intellect, divine service. The man of action is material. He's inclined to developing, conquering, perfecting the world. One would think that the two are polar opposites. Rav Soloveitchik points out again into the XAI and 1 over 2, but no. Inherently, it seems that these two are the polar opposites, antagonistic to each other. The man of action also has to learn Torah and observe the mitzvos, just as he engages in worldly affairs. Otherwise, if he is all white with no contrast, he is not a man who fulfilled his purpose on this world. Lavan with Tchelas, mundane with the inspiration of the divine throne, is the purpose of man. Man's purpose is, of course, to do mitzvos, but not just any mitzvos. Acts of kindness for his fellow man. We don't want Tchelas to overrun our lives, which one would think, that's great, spirituality, learn all day, not be part of the world. No, then you become a Korach Jew. Catastrophe for the Jewish people. Most of the tzitzis is actually lava. We don't live in the sky. We don't live next to the Kisei HaKavod. We are Eved Hashem through understanding that the divine throne has to be brought into this world. And this is modern Jewish life, to strike this very personal balance. For there's no playbook of this. Yeah, it would be very easy, says Rabbi Przanski, to just wear a talis and say, Yeshkoich, I wore my talis, I got my love and a tchelis, now let's go. No. This was the mistake of the spies. The spies either were too white, they were too materialistic, too fearful, or too spiritual, depending on which of the Mefarshim we hold like. And isn't it interesting that the flag of modern Israel is almost kulo lavan with some tchelas, with the stripes of tchelas on it? Because the flag, Rav Soloveitchik speaks in his essay so amazingly about the blood of the flag and how kadosh it is. The Israeli flag should invoke the ideal of building Hashem's kingdom on earth. Each person has to find the proper balance of tchelas and lavan, spiritual and action, in his or her own life. Should be devoted with the necessary energies to serving Hashem. Rav Yossi Dov Soloveitchik points this out in his essay Vision and Leadership on page 188 to 189, in explaining that symbolically, Chelas, white, is clarity, distinctiveness, rationality, things that are self-evident in life. Yeshayahu points this out, that tshuva, Hashem's forgiveness is white. Pasuk says, though your sins be as scarlet, they have become white as snow. Though they had been red as crimson, they now have become like fleece. Hadvarim milabdim, milabnim. They're whitened, they're obvious, as we say in English, they're crystal clear. Blue, Tchelet, is associated, says Rav Soloveitchik, with distance, inapproachability. Like the Gemara, here he quotes Sota, the blue sky is very distant. The blue sea is wide and endless. And of course, the Kizei HaKavod is beyond the universe. Whatever we cannot reach, whatever is outside our control, whatever suggests mystery to us, is considered by Chazal as Tchelas. The seas, the heaven, are boundless and beyond human reach. They encompass the abstract and the transcendent, the ultimate values and ends. Man's metaphysical quest and his efforts to rise above the self-evident, temporal. That's what distinguishes us. That life is not always about clarity. Yes, a Jew is expected to focus on the white, an attempt to understand the world. The Torah doesn't want people to live in obscurity. We are encouraged to explore the phenomenon of nature. Use our minds to discover science, technology. However, life is all about blue and white. A scientific inquiry to the physical sciences, physics, chemistry, biology, lend themselves to mathematical precision, saying that the universe is not erratic. The ability of man to land on the moon, predetermined spot, suggests the universe is attuned exactly to man's intellect. It is when the focus of inquiry changes to uncertainty the social sciences of psychology, sociology hamper this concept. And it makes us understand that not everything is explainable. Some of life is the dichotomy of lavan to the tchelas, to what we don't understand. And we all have these periods in our lives. One thread is tchelas. Because man sometimes meets mystery with something awesome, beyond the bounds of rational understanding. Everything becomes distant, strange, remote, as the sky is distant in our minds. But we are and should be trained to accept both. If the experience is understandable, then our intellect interprets the experience. The experience is one where we are able to say, "Schartem kol mitzvos Hashem." If it's not understandable, intelligible, unintelligible, we interpret it through, "I don't understand everything." Okay, I don't understand everything. And that explains now Eretz Yisrael, says Rav Soloveitchik. With the Am Segula and the Eretz Segula. Really? This remains an enigma. We fail to grasp why a Segula nation is supposed to live in exile for hundreds and hundreds of years, when the value is comparable to the common denominators that unite many values. Segula is beyond and above the capacity for us to comprehend. At certain times, when Segula element is in the background, history is simply history is simple and understandable. Other times, there is a revelation of the school element. Everything becomes mysterious. A nation around for a little bit over 70 years from the depths and stench of the Holocaust could be sought out from the river to the sea to be destroyed with hardly a peep from the world. When Jews could be beat up with hardly an article written about it. When other religions, when other races were beaten up, oh, was there stories about it? Jewish history did not ever operate solely with love on. If that was true, there would be no modern state of Israel. From the standpoint of reason and logistics, our efforts are against all odds. Building a homeland, a hotbed of hatred, surrounded by wealthy Arabs in enormous numbers, whose opposition to Jewish surviving that lacks any rational justification, that would be just Lavan. We would not have built the state of Israel. Yet, we struggle. Because Hashem promises us land 4,000 years ago. Gentiles and unfortunately assimilated Jews view our dilemma from the vantage point of feasibility. They don't understand. What's our obsession with this land? Just give it up already. Senator Herbert Humphrey, who was sympathetic to Israel, once commented to Menachem Begin, "Please speak the language we understand, not in riddles, symbols, mysticism. Speak about politics and economy. We are astounded that the Gentiles don't understand us. Because we have the Tchelis approach and they don't. The state of Israel is interwoven with a religious consciousness." My son, who's in the army now, Hashem should protect all of our soldiers, says when a Shabbos meal with many not yet from soldiers, and everybody's singing, and everybody's quiet when somebody makes Kiddush, and he's able to eat kosher food, and he's able to daven three times a day and even learn with shiurim from Rabbeim. That's that combination of bringing into life the Tchelis. And understanding that we are around today because of that. I think that is the mistake. Not that I'm commenting on Parsha Shlach, but the Mefarshim point out that the number one mistake of the Meraglim was not recognizing Hashem has her back. It's always been like that. But in this nation especially, wow. When I was in high school, I don't remember the teacher. The teacher was speaking about kind of the New York Times on a constant basis. This was years ago. Writes articles almost daily against the state of Israel. Why does it care about a country the size of New Jersey? Why is everything topsy-turvy? And no articles written about so many other countries as so many travesties of justice happen in truth. He says, because that's exactly what Hashem promised us. It's not going to make any sense. Reisha Smichah Shmichaskul Aseinu doesn't necessarily make sense. For absolutely influential, famous comedians, although I don't think they're that funny, are able to suggest that it's not fair that Israel has the Iron Dome because they should basically die. We have to be careful to know the Kippah Sabarzo is called the Kippah because it's Yorim Malka, it's coming from Hashem like a yarmulke. And there's something else that they have that can't be explained. It's a Rabbeinu Shalom on our side in a Techelus way. But only if we bring the divine story into our lives. So let's summarize. We brought out two beautiful points that bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yaakov Ariel tells us we have to live our lives with mostly white, mostly being part of the world. For bringing the Kisei HaKavod, I try to teach my students this important lesson in business. If we don't put our tefillin on in the morning and say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, you stay here with the tefillin, I'm going to work, I don't want to see what I do there. No, we're supposed to have questions and hopefully reach out to a competent person or reach out to me and I'll find you a competent person to answer those business shilas. We're supposed to invite our co-workers to a Shabbos meal. We're supposed to be Makadosh Shem Hashem, wearing our yarmulkes at work and explaining what it is to be a firm Jew. A life of divine service. That's Techelus. And yes, sometimes that divine service is difficult to explain because we have those difficult times. But as Rav Soloveitchik said, Techelus is the inexplainable. The Yam, the Rakia, the Kisei HaKavod. We are precisely around because we can't explain everything. Most of the things are over white, we could explain. Most of the flag of Israel is white, but there's blue. We need to explain the unexplainable? No. Sometimes the answer could be, no, I can't explain that. Sometimes it's the greatest answer. The Rabbeinu Shalom is on our side. We have to just bring him in to be part of our side. Yes, the New York Times did a service by reminding us, wow, nobody likes us. But we have to heal us. Hashem has our back. And maybe when so many were not able to come into the country, and I will point out even citizens have trouble getting in, like myself, give us pause on Parsha Shlach to think about how amazing Eretz Yisrael is and how much I pine to be there as much as I can because that's the divine country. That's how the Techelus comes out in such a important way. On one hand, the spirituality, the divine throne, not being able to understand and expand upon and expound upon everything. Should we go to bring back the love and Techelus in the greatest way and make our life that combination and have the schus of Eretz Yisrael, Medinas Yisrael, being that ultimate racist, smichat kulaseinu, the vias goyel tzelik meheir v'yameinu. Amen.